Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday, March 29th, and next week will be in the new month. Mm-hmm. We always explain the date because we're so stupid. In the morning, we have to sort of put the date in perspective, right? Like how many days to the rent.
Right.
And when... Never mind. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
It looks like I have someone different in front of me today.
You say that anytime I'm dressed up.
That's true, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. I say something different.
No, you say that every single time
no.
I dress up.
No.
Yeah, you do.
No.
Yes, you do.
Well, I pointed out that you look different, you know.
Yeah,
how
I'm
many
tired.
Hours today? 4 hours to prepare?
Of sleep? Oh, no. To get ready. I set my alarm for 5:45. Then I laid there for like 15. Then I got up, showered, FaceTimed my sister, curled my hair, did my makeup.
So 2.5 hours or so.
Yeah, basically.
Wow.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And you have to do that while you're still half asleep in the morning, right? Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I salute you for that, man.
Yeah.
You're ready to take on the town, though. Is that how you're going to dress for work, then?
Yeah.
And no tattoos? Oh, it does show tattoos, but they told you.
I can't get rid of that. That's on my arm.
Right.
Yeah.
So what are they going to do?
I don't think they've noticed this one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But they will now.
But they don't. You can't see the ones on my chest because of my hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But if I had my like real hair in, I wouldn't be. I'd have to wear like a long sleeve underneath this or something.
Yeah. Mm. That sucks, right?
Yeah.
But you know what? People are a lot more accepting of tattoos
today. I don't think anyone gives a fuck.
Really?
Like nobody cares. Nobody's like, oh my God, she's trash because she's got a quote on her arm.
Well, some people do, maybe. That's why they don't want you in the restaurant dressed like that. You know, maybe they want to present a different...
I don't know. If whatever. I owned a restaurant, I'd be like, come all, one all. Like,
yeah.
Ain't no judgments here. I think it's stupid, but whatever.
Yeah, but these people that frequent these places, the rich people, or some of them are shallow.
They're actually, shallow. Most of them are really laid back. You'd be surprised.
Really?
Yeah. I think it might have been one day I wore like a tube top or something. And I think everyone kept asking me about my tattoo on my chest.
Uh-huh.
And I think maybe one of the managers didn't like that.
Okay.
I'm like, it's a good conversation starter.
Right. Well, maybe on the arm it won't be so bad.
But no one's ever said anything. No one that I even worked at has ever asked me what it even says. So I just don't think anyone notices.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, you made those decisions when you got the tattoo, so you know what you're getting into, right?
Right, right.
But the thing is employers are a lot more forgiving now because they too have tattoos
now. Like managers and stuff are like covered. Yeah,
right. You know,
not the ones in my restaurant, but somewhere there is.
Who would have believed both my kids have a fucking sleeve?
Yeah,
you know,
I like sleeves.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Would you get one?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Mm. I want to do my whole back.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything on your back now?
No.
No.
Nothing on my back.
So, yeah, so you need a big painting back there.
Yeah, to cover up my scars. I have scars all over my back.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, from when they did that?
No, I don't know what it's from.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like random scars everywhere.
How is that possible?
I have no clue.
Have you asked a doctor?
Yeah, and I'm like, well, how can I get rid of these? He's like, you can't.
Really?
No lightning cream's going to work. No laser surgery's going to work. Like, you're stuck with those for life. So I was like, I'm going to get my whole back tatted.
Yeah.
I think it'll look good.
Yeah, well, if you don't like the scars on your back, I mean, I can't imagine. Wow, that's pretty shitty. But anyway, on the back you can go crazy because it's a big surface area, you know, so you can do all kinds of shit.
Well, I want to do a dream catcher.
Really?
Mm-hmm. My whole, everything on my body is basically Native American related, and I've always wanted a tattooed dream catcher on me. I have a Native American feather on my hip. I have the whole headdress on my ass. So now I want to do the dream catcher on the back.
Oh, wow. And how did you get in touch with that culture?
I'm Native American, dude.
You are?
I'm Haitian, Irish, and Native American, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I used to go to a Native American powwows my whole childhood.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no one, I feel like a lot of people are Native American and nobody knows about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but my whole childhood was like the Native American powwows, which I thought were so cool.
So you think there was a lot of like cross fucking and stuff between whites and Native Americans?
Yeah, probably so. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And probably blacks and Native Americans too, because my dad has, I think, Cherokee in his family. I don't know the Native American on my mom's side, but she was very into that culture when we were kids.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So like she used to get the lying feather, and right. anytime she would think any of us were lying, she'd make us hold it, and we couldn't like lie.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, damn it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then our whole house had like a million dream catchers. I have like two in my room right now. And then just a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So I was
like, well, if you connect to that, why not? You know? I mean, yeah.
I think it's a beautiful culture.
Yeah. Well, I don't know much about it, but, you know, they always represented by the Indians in the movies, you know, and they were the bad guys.
I know.
So, yeah.
Unfortunate.
I know, but I mean, I've met some Native Americans, well, many, and they're the greatest people. You know, they're really, really nice people.
Yeah.
It's occurred to me, you
know. It's against their culture to cut their hair.
Really?
Yeah. That's why if you see, like, some older Native American men, they have really, they have to, like, wrap their hair around.
Right.
Because it's so long. I think it's cool.
Yeah, that's how they portray them in the movies, too, you know, with the long hair.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff, but wow. Yeah, Hollywood has shaped our fucking view of the world, I gotta admit, you know, at least when we were kids.
Right.
And a lot. So I guess I do see why they have a lot of responsibility in what they create and put out there.
Right.
Because they influence a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been watching that, well, I didn't watch last night, but the movie Dirt about Motley Crue.
Right.
I mean, you've seen all that fucking heroin and shit, and you're going, what the fuck are people doing, you know?
And that's what people are still doing.
Right.
That's like what they're doing on a regular basis.
But it's impossible for it not to destroy your life.
Right.
You know, I mean, it fucks you up so
I don't
bad.
Even know how you get into that to begin with, unless you just are like one of those people that just does whatever anybody else says. Because no one could ever come up to me and be like, try this. I'd say, I'm fucking good.
Right.
But there's some people who say, try this, and they're like, okay.
Right.
Even though maybe deep down inside they didn't want to do that. But all it takes is one time to try a drug like that, and you're fucking done.
And you're fucked for life. Yeah. No, you're right. You know, that's what you see. And all you see is bad images. There's nothing good about it. You know, I would never, I mean, I've experimented with drugs, with speed, with, you know, ecstasy, all that shit.
I'm not going to lie to you. The past couple of days I've been taking Adderall.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah. I didn't like how I felt yesterday on it, though.
Yeah. Why are you doing that? To stay awake?
No, because I have like really bad attention span problems when there's so much around me. Like when I'm at home and I want to edit like 5 YouTube videos, I like start editing it and then I just...
I can't sit
there and like finish it.
Right.
And then the same in college, I like would start studying for a test and then I'd be like, oh, well, Facebook. Yeah. Oh, well, MySpace, you know? So in college when I had like back-to-back tests in a row, I would take it and I would always get like an A. I mean, the shit works, but it's really, it's like fucking a doctor-prescribed cocaine, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But people that have ADD, they don't really feel it.
It does nothing to them. It makes them zombies. It's like the complete opposite effect.
Right.
Yeah.
But you don't, but how can it be? Because you're saying you have it too. So why would it affect you like speed? You know what I'm saying?
When I think of ADHD, I don't think of the attention span being little. I think of people that are like overly hyper. Like, I don't know. I've met like a few people that had it and I don't think they had, maybe they did have problems.
You don't think it's like restless? I mean, that's what you said. I mean, you're saying you get bored and you try to do something else.
I don't even know if bored is the right word.
Get distracted, maybe.
Yeah, distracted for sure. Maybe I have it to a degree, but like for me, my old roommate in college had it. Mm-hmm. And when she took her Adderall, she was like a fucking zombie.
Wow.
Like no personality, didn't speak. Then when she was off it, she was... what I would consider normal.
Yeah. I know, that's what they say.
But the opposite is for me. When I take it, I'm like wired.
Yeah.
You know? But I feel like shit today, and I took it yesterday.
Yeah, well, you would. I mean, it's all fucking chemicals, you know? Mm-hmm. You got to be careful.
And it didn't work yesterday, but I took like one-fourth. Because I was like, I don't want to be up too late, but right. I want to try to get shit done. I mean, I got like some stuff done, but not as much as I thought. And then yeah. then it hit me like a wall how tired I was at like 10 p.m. Yeah. I was like, holy shit, I'm tired. But then right when I was about to lay down, I was wide awake again.
Yeah.
So it was like, fucked up.
No, it fucks you up. Yeah. yeah. I mean, what the fuck, you know? But I thought, I didn't think it works like on the spot. Don't you have to take it like for a while before it starts working?
I think it takes like an hour to kick in.
No, but I mean like days, weeks?
No. no.
You see, with antidepressants, it's like that. That's why I thought it's the same way.
No, this is like an hour in, right. you'll feel it.
Okay. So it's not like, because people think, oh, I'll take a Prozac, I'll feel better. But no, one is not going to do it. You have right. to build it up on right. in your body for a few weeks.
Right.
Yeah, I
no,
should know.
I don't think Adderall is like that. I think it's very yeah. like I popped a pill yesterday. That sounds so terrible. I popped a pill yesterday at like 1:30, and by like 2:30, I was like, I'm good. Yeah, and get shit done. Then around like 9:30, 10, I was like, ooh, boy, yeah. I'm tired.
Well, be careful. You know, I mean,
just well, no, I got it from my friend, and I only have like a half a pill left.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's not like I'm, but I do want my doctor to give me some, but like the lowest prescription ever. I don't want like the time. Because there's one that's called time release or something.
Yeah.
So it'll kick in at later. 4 hours. Yeah. No, like kick in at 4 hours and then another 4 hours later it'll kick in again. I'm like, I think I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I don't need like a 4 hour break before I get another rush of whatever it is that's in this pill. I just want like a 5 milligram or something and take it only when I have like a lot of shit to do.
Yeah. Wow. Very interesting. The shit that drugs do to the body. You
like
know?
Today, I'm tired.
They help.
But I wouldn't take it because I'm going to work.
Yeah.
Like, why would I take it to go to work?
Exactly. Bounce off the walls, right?
Yeah. And I'm like, right this way. Let me seat you. They're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like, let's jog to your table.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
So.
Wow. Yeah. Drugs, man. You got to be careful, you know? And, yeah, like I said, we used to take in the 70s, 80s, we used to take Quaaludes and fuck, those would fuck you up.
I've never heard of those, ever.
They'd fuck you up. I'm telling you, if you saw Wolf on Wall Street, The Wolf of Wall Street.
I know, and I love Leonardo DiCaprio. I can't believe I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, when you see it, you'll see how it affects the person.
Right.
It's like everything moves in slow motion.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
I know. But man, it was like, it felt so good to touch and to have sex on it and stuff. So that's why it was so popular. But it was like, it was making you numb.
Right.
You know, if you know the song Comfortably Numb, that's what they wrote it about.
Don't know that song. Nope.
I know. You're not a Pink Floyd fan.
No, I am not.
But, yeah, so you'd feel numb, you know, and that was a cool way to have sex, I guess. I don't know.
No, thanks.
But we did a lot of them.
I'll pass on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I can't forget this one day when we had like a Quaalude party. We each had maybe two or something, and then it snowed. I was living in Vegas at the time. It snowed that day, and here I am fucking driving home, totally fucked up in the snow. I'd never driven in snow before.
No, that sounds awful. Wait, this is in Vegas? Work.
This was in Vegas. Like,
yeah, because it snows everywhere.
Nowhere. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know where it snowed, and I'm like, what the fuck? But mm-hmm. it just shows you how stupid you are.
Yeah.
When you get in the car, you think you're going to be able to make it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I must have had a guardian angel or something because the brakes don't work. Nothing works in snow.
Nothing.
You really have to learn
how
to drive.
You have snow tires.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the car just slides. And so I'll never forget that day. And luckily, like I said, I arrived home alive in one piece.
Yeah. Luckily,
but
like
some
you said.
Drugs, yeah. So, like I said, I experimented with some drugs, but I would never ever touch heroin, you know.
No,
it's just not glamorous to me. There's nothing about it. I mean, even cocaine, which is cool, like
it's not cool, but
no, sometimes it feels you feel cool when you take it.
I didn't like it. I tried it once and never tried it again.
Yeah, I know. There's cokeheads, they swear by it. I remember when I would take cocaine, I would have to smoke two joints just to come down a little bit, you know.
I didn't sleep for 2 days and I didn't eat for 2 days when
right.
I took it.
And that's how it fucks you up, you know. So it's very dangerous, and all this is like synthetic
and people like
shit.
Do cocaine and then they're taking Percocets, and then they're doing Xanax, and then they're eating mushrooms. I'm like, right. Y'all just want to die.
Exactly.
They you do guys don't everything. Care at all.
No. And then they end up with the fucking fentanyl, you know, yeah. And all this shit, the opioids now.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
That's shit, so, man. So did you hear that Nicolas Cage got married and then 4 days later he wants an annulment?
No, but yeah. I think there's like a time you have to be married for at least like 4 or 6 months, right?
Before you file for divorce.
Yeah, I think so.
But this is for an annulment, you know, so which means that if you don't consummate the relationship, which means have sex, then you can get an annulment. But these guys have been together for a long time. For a year or so. But
so what did they get? Did they do this in Vegas and like get drunk and do it on a whim?
Probably. They did do it in Vegas, yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Well, now they
tied the knot on Saturday and now they want out, you know? Yeah.
That's a very bizarre story. I need to know more details.
He had been married 4 times. Did you know that? This is his 4th marriage.
I don't know, but he's been in a couple movies on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
And they are horrible, which is crazy because he's like,
I know,
not that bad of an actor. So I'm like, what are you doing, dude? At some point, like when you used to have such a good career, you need to start saying no to roles because yeah. Now you're ruining like your past history of
what
being a good
actor.
What
movie did you see that was bad?
I think the movie was called like Revenge or something.
Okay.
So his daughter, he thinks that his daughter gets killed when him and his wife are like on date night or whatever.
Right.
And he thinks that it's like he used to be like a gangster. So he thinks it's like these old people that he used to fuck with, but it really had nothing to do with them. So he starts going around killing everybody.
Oh, wow.
And then he ends up dead at the end of the movie. And it was like her boyfriend accidentally shot her.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, this is the worst movie I've ever fucking seen.
Yeah.
Horrible.
And, I mean, don't they have anything original other than your family gets killed or hurt and then
and
you
then
go
you used
and seek
to be
revenge.
Some type of like killer. Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. It's all the same.
Yeah.
It's all the same, man. So many with Bruce Willis and Liam Neeson and Jason Statham and all these
Jason
movies.
Statham.
Statham?
Mm-hmm. He's
you
sexy,
sure?
Yeah.
It's not Statham?
No, it's Statham.
Okay. Yeah, he does the same kind of movies.
Yeah, but he's good for those movies. Like, anytime I hear him in a movie, I'm like, it's going to be good.
No, I mean, the action, yeah, but the story, come on, enough with this, you know, killing the family already.
Well, that's why they're remaking every movie that's ever been made, because no one is writing any fucking original ideas.
Right.
It's like, come on, not one person in this whole world, in this whole city of Los Angeles, who's trying to make it,
right.
It has written a good script.
Right. But you know what? We're getting a lot of all these guests with their films that are pretty good films. It's just I never go to see indies, but maybe it's a good idea, you know, because these people are really like into making movies. They're not about making money. You know?
I think at some point you need to be about
well, of course,
money, yeah.
Of course, but not the first indie films, you know, like,
right.
You know, but like you remember Paranormal Activity.
Yeah. And I thought the first one was real. I had to Google
it. The Blair Witch Project.
Blair Witch Project sucked.
Yeah. But those are the kind of movies that were original. They didn't cost a lot. And, you know, but yeah, they made a lot of money, but they didn't expect to, you know?
Right. Exactly.
So, yeah. But I see it been, he was married to Patricia Arquette in the 90s.
Who?
That's Nicolas Cage.
Oh, we're still talking about him.
Yeah. he started dating Lisa Marie Presley, and they got married in 2002, filed for divorce 3 months after the secret wedding. And then he went on to marry Alice Kim, a waitress.
He seems like he's a cheater, and he can't keep his dick in his pants.
But if he's a cheater, why would he get married? Why is he
Maybe
like
it's like
married?
A power thing. Maybe he just wants to say, you used to be my wife.
You know, I mean,
you never
obviously,
know anyone's...
marriage just does not work for him. So why does he keep doing it?
Hey,
you know?
I don't know.
Wow.
I couldn't tell you.
But this chick he's with's got like work done all over her body and her face. You know, she looks totally.
That's
like...
what like what seems to be what guys like these days.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, it turns me off so much. I have a couple of like friends on Facebook that look like that. And it's wow, man. They look like, you know, with the lips. And the eyes and the cheeks and the chin.
Right.
And, come on, man.
I know. I agree. What is this? I agree.
The face looks like it's head work,
mm-hmm.
done, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not like it doesn't. But He's 55. I thought he was older than that.
I thought he was older than that, too.
Right? It's probably because he's been around forever. Yeah. So, yeah. So, what's going on this weekend? Do you have any plans?
I work tonight. Tomorrow, I'm just going to chill. I'm going to try to do what I was going to do yesterday, finish my videos.
Yeah.
Cause I filmed like this morning after I was done getting ready, I filmed a video because I'm meeting someone at 11:30. I hope I make it there on time. If I have to go all the way to Beverly Hills before work for 11:30, right. Half hour should be like enough time.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So I knew I had to meet someone before work. So I'm like, let me film a video cause I'm not going to put makeup on tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I'm like, let me film. So I have like 17 videos that are just like on my camera. Because every time I go to work, I just film a new video.
Right.
But I just haven't had time to put them on YouTube or anything. So I'm like, okay, let me do that. Maybe wash my hair. Cook some dinner. Food shop.
Yeah.
Pay my rent.
Well, you were going to have a couple days off Monday and Tuesday because I was going to go out of town. Mm-hmm. But I changed my mind.
You're not... Where the decision... Were you gonna, you were going to go to like San Diego or something, right?
No. I was going to go actually see my friends up north. I went to see the twins. Oh, okay. And but then I changed my mind. I'm like, you know what? Nah, I don't feel like it really. If I'm not really eager to go, then I'm not gonna go, you know.
Right.
It was just too soon. It's just I think the 6-hour drive each way is not really encouraging.
Yeah, you know? No.
Yeah. So we'll see. But
although it's supposed to be a really beautiful weekend. So.
I know, it will be. It's gonna be hot on Sunday. And I wanted to rent like a cool car. And just drive up the coast. Have you ever seen these slingshots? Do you know what it is, a slingshot? Mm-mm. It's like it's half a car, half a motorcycle kind of. It's got one wheel on the back, two wheels in the front. It looks like fucking out of this world, like a Batmobile or something.
No, I've never seen it. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, and it's open.
Right.
And
I've seen a few people driving.
My friend
those
told me it's the best fucking thing ever.
Yeah.
You can get one for $80 a day, you know. So I was thinking maybe I'll do that, drive up the coast or something, you know, something different.
Right.
Take someone.
I mean, that's
with
really
me.
Dangerous. So
why? No, not at all. It's not like a motorcycle. It's like a car.
I know, but it's open. It's like a convertible car.
No, it's a convertible.
Yeah.
Right.
No, that freaks me out. Convertibles freak me out. I won't get in anyone's car if they have a convertible.
Oh, okay. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Yeah, but no, for a normal person, it's okay.
Right.
But it's called the Slingshot. If you've never seen it, I don't remember what the brand is, but Slingshot is the model. Just put in Slingshot car or something and you'll see. It's pretty cool. But I want to do something, you know, different, unusual, you know?
So just do it. Don't even think twice about it.
Well, it's a Polaris. Polaris Slingshot. Is what it is. Wow. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I think I'm going to do it. I really do. A three-wheel motorcycle? That's what they call it. Oh, okay. But it's not... It doesn't ride like a motorcycle.
No.
You know, you surround... They have something around you. I'm not ever getting in a motorcycle.
Yeah,
again.
No.
Enough
me neither.
For that,
me
know?
Neither.
Yeah. They call it the three-wheeled motor vehicle. So go figure what the hell.
Right.
Yeah. They made it. It came out in 2014. And I haven't seen that many, you know. But obviously you go out there, you're going to turn a couple heads.
Right.
Not that I need to. It's just fun to drive it. But we'll see. And but, you know, I wanted to like rent that BMW I told you about. And... By the time you add up all the different fucking shit, you know, like insurance, if you want more miles, if you want this, $500 a day. I'm like, are you guys out of your fucking mind?
Yeah, it adds
up. I would pay $200, you know,
even
for one day.
Even $200 is ridiculous.
Well, for that kind of car, I mean, it's my dream, you know, so it wouldn't be a big deal. But no, it ends up being $450. I'm like, fuck this. For one day?
I know.
No. So that's out of the question.
That's a lot of money.
But I love driving, man. I love driving. Yeah, that car costs like $150,000 or something, you know, the i8.
And I think it's ugly, so.
Yeah?
I think it's hideous. It's Sorry.
Even when the doors come open,
yeah,
like wings?
Yeah, I think it's so ugly.
Oh, okay.
I don't like the color scheme. I don't like how it looks.
There's a lot of different colors, but okay. I saw the white one with the blue and the black.
Yeah, I'm like, ew. Oh, First of all, blue and black are like the worst two colors to mix.
Well, they look good on the BMW with the white.
That's definitely a boy's car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. You know, there's no question. So what cars... you're not that into cars, but what cars make you turn your head and say, wow?
None? Yeah, I don't care about that shit.
Really?
Yeah, no, like, no one's ever going to drive by me on the street where I'm double looking at the car. I don't care enough.
Really?
Mm-mm. I've been in some nice cars.
Right.
But I don't care about them.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to date someone who has a shitbox, but yeah. I also don't want to date someone who just has a Lambo.
Right. That's not enough for
no,
you.
I'm going to say pick me up and whatever, rent an SUV or call me an Uber.
Well, that's good. That's one less thing that people in LA have to worry about with you.
Yeah. I don't like small cars at all. I don't feel safe in them. Right. I like cars where I feel safe.
Right.
Like SUVs, I feel safe. Like if you, like John, the guy I used to date, had a Lambo and a Range Rover, and I felt safe in the Range Rover. Right. I didn't feel safe in the Lambo.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and I only went in the Lambo one time.
Yeah.
And thank God we were just going to a restaurant like 5 minutes away from his house. And he was like flooring it. I'm like, there's really no fucking need. The tortellini is going nowhere, bro.
Well, he's got to somehow pay, you know, justify the fucking money he spent on it. Yeah. You know?
It's like $3,000 a month or something.
Yeah. You know?
And that's for one car.
For one car.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fucking rent for a house.
Yeah.
But yeah, when you have the money, I guess it's nothing,
nothing,
right?
Yeah, it's nothing.
It's nothing.
See, I don't know. I'd get like a Jeep.
Yeah.
And no one would even know I had money.
What kind of Jeep would you get?
Cherokee.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, my sister has a Jeep and I love it.
Really?
I love it. I love driving it.
It's not even my top 50.
I mean, if I do like the new Range Rovers. They're nice, but it just costs so much. And for an oil change, if a part goes fucking shit, if it shits the bed, like you're paying like $3,000.
Parts are not going to shit the bed. Parts are not going to happen because, first of all, are you talking about getting a new one, like leasing it or something?
I mean, I always lease cars because I get sick of cars, like, real quick.
So, the thing is this, the lease is 3 years. You have warranty the whole fucking time. You don't have to worry about repairs. Right. No, I mean, don't worry about that. But Range Rovers are nice, you know. I don't know. I'm not crazy about the way they look, but okay, whatever. There's so many nice cars out there, you know, that it's amazing.
There's a lot of nice cars. I don't know any of their names, though, because I'm not a car person.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see.
I like the old school looking cars, like the ones that were like in The Notebook.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. Like, pick me up in one of those.
Yeah, right.
You know? Take me to the beach in one of those cars.
Yeah. You get nostalgic now to the 50s or something when they had those cars?
I love those cars. I've always loved those cars.
Yeah.
But they're so expensive. They're only like at car shows now. And they're completely like redone with like new engines in them. Right. People are selling them for like $1 million.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, they become classic. And just think, I used to have a car like that, you know? It was a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a piece of shit. I just felt that I had like a big Buick when I was 16 years old. People would think it was my dad's car. You know, but it was not expensive, and it was massive, and I just felt that, you know, I don't know, man. It was okay at the time. Now you look at it, you go, you still see some on the road. You know how they possibly still exist. I don't know, but sometimes you'll see.
I can't envision what car you're talking about.
Yeah,
because I'm just really bad with car names.
They don't make them anymore, anyway. But it was just like if you can think of a Cadillac, like a big Cadillac, the classic Cadillac, that's what it was like.
Mm.
Can you imagine a 16-year-old kid driving that?
Can you imagine that there's still Woodies out there? You know the cars where someone, you say, Woody. Those are the most hideous things ever. My parents used to have one.
Well, wait, what car is that? Did they have like the wood?
Is that
what they call them, Woody?
Yeah, when we were kids, we'd be like, oh, your parents are picking you up in a Woody.
I know, those were terrible.
I'm like, fuck! Why could you have a cool car, huh?
Woody. Don't even talk about a, something else.
Nope.
Yeah. So, yes, I was going to go up north, and that was the plan yesterday. And then in the evening, I thought, you know, I don't really feel like going. So now I need to fill my fucking weekend with shit. Everybody's going out of town. Got nobody to do anything with. My mom is in the hospital, so I can't spend any time with her other than just sit there. I fucking hate hospitals.
I know. I'm not a huge fan she of hospitals.
She goes so
either.
Much, you know. And I feel like bad for a caregiver. She has to sit there all day with her because then she's not home. So what is she going to do?
I know.
Can you imagine sitting there? I mean, I go there after 20 minutes. I have to leave. You know, I just can't sit there anymore, you know.
Yeah, it was really, really difficult seeing my grandmother in the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was hard.
How long was she sick? For a long time?
I mean, she was in pain for a long time. She had, like, arthritis. She had a hole in her heart. Like, she was just, like, in constant pain. And she was addicted to all the pills her doctors gave her. She had, like, 20 different doctors over time. She literally had a pill bag, like, this big.
Wow.
And I'm like, wow.
I know. We're prolonging life, and for what, you know? I really don't understand.
I think in that sense, we are a little selfish because, like, no one wanted my grandmother to pass away. We're like, just thug it out, Nana.
Right, you know?
Just thug it out, girl.
Exactly, you know? But they want to go already, you know? I see that a lot. Like, in
she looked at my dad and was like, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
And my dad was like, fuck, this is, like, the end. This is coming to an end. But she's dark skinned. She's Haitian, but she was, like, 4 shades darker towards the end because she had lack of oxygen.
Really?
Yeah, it was like the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
That's what my mom's getting, like, you know, not enough oxygen.
Right.
Wow.
Well, she had hers because she had a hole in her heart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, there's so much shit out there that you can get, you know?
Right.
Because eventually everybody has to die, so it's just a question of how.
Right.
And you don't want it to be prolonged like that.
Mm-mm.
It's terrible, you know? If you could order death like the way you want it, what would you do? What would you ask for? Like, this is how I want to die.
I want to, like, go out notebook status with Gabby when we're old, holding hands, laying in the same bed together.
Without, like, prolonged sickness or anything? And just...
I mean, if we have, like,
how did they die together in the notebook? What, were they due to die already, or?
Did you never see the notebook?
I've never seen
the notebook. Oh, my God. You're literally not a human being.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like every single person.
About it.
Yeah.
Grown
ass men have wept. My dad wept to this movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
it is such a good movie.
Don't tell me about it.
Yeah.
But
that's how I'd want to go out with Gabby. I mean, obviously, less health issues. I mean, they weren't super sick.
Right.
But she had, like, dementia.
Yeah.
And he had, like, a bad heart.
Yeah, why would I want to watch that? Come on.
Oh, my God, it's a romance movie. It's about how, like, love can create miracles. Such a good movie.
So what, that it shows them like get first young and then get
older? Yeah, and it's flashbacks. Oh, so basically, okay. It's him reading a book to her all movie, but the book is the book he wrote her when she started to get dementia about how they fell in love. So it's like a back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And at the very end, he like sneaks into her room at night and she remembers him. She doesn't have, she's not having like a dementia moment. And she said, do you think our love can create miracles? And he said, I think our love can do anything. She goes, do you think God could take us away together? He goes, yeah. And then the next morning, the nurse is like walking down the hall.
Whoa.
And then she finds them both passed away together.
So that would make you cry, right?
Yeah. Like I'm getting teary eyed just trying to fucking tell you about it.
That's funny. Whoa.
Oh, man. So ideally, in an ideal world, I would want that to be me and Gabby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really old, you know, lived a good life.
Yeah.
And been taken out together.
And lived together,
yeah,
right?
Because I can't, I don't think I'd be able to live like even a day without her.
Wow.
Yep. So enough about that.
Rachel McAdams and Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Oh.
I've seen that movie at least 100 times.
Really?
No joke.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Why?
Because it's so good.
Really?
Yeah. It's like it's literally a classic. That came out when I was like in middle school.
Yeah?
Yeah. And we saw it in the theater. And like when you walked out of the theater, everyone was crying.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see the trailer real quick. Yeah. If the sound will give us anything. Let's see.
Oh my God. It sounds like an old school trailer. Is this the right trailer?
The Notebook 2004. Extended trailer. Okay, we don't want an extended one.
No, don't do the
one.
Extended, just do the regular trailer.
Yeah, I don't know if they have it here. Let's see.
They must.
No, I don't see it. Well,
anyway. That's crazy.
I know. Let's see. The Notebook trailer. Okay. See how many they have. Okay, there's another one. This one seems long too, though. 2 minutes.
It's
mostly music. Then
it was a magical summer.
No.
Noah was a country boy. Allie was from the city. They met the night of the carnival. They had nothing in common, but after seeing Allie that night, something inside Noah snapped.
Will you go out with me?
No!
No? Damn, my head's slipping.
Okay, fine. I'll go out with you.
No, don't do me any favors.
No, I want to.
Say it again.
I want to go out with you!
All right.
They're on the Ferris wheel. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Love that movie.
Okay, that looks good. Okay, you sold me on that one.
You're never gonna see it.
I will. Why not? I'm looking for good movies to see. No, and I like him. He's a good actor.
He is a good actor, yeah.
You know? I'm trying to think what my favorite movie with him was. I like that gangster movie, you know, the...
I know which one you're talking about. And like Sean Penn was in it.
Yeah, he was a bad guy.
Yeah. Emma Stone was his love interest.
It'll come up in a minute. It's
I forget the name of that as well.
I know, me too.
Yeah.
It's on the tip of my tongue, but
he played there's a movie about him.
Wasn't
on Netflix.
It like The Gangsters or something? No, it was something with The Gangster.
No, I don't think so. Hold on, I'll tell you in a second.
All right. Anyway, so he's done a few good movies. Did you see First Man, the space
nope,
one?
And I would follow, that's not my type of movie anyway.
I know. So I'm not going to see it either.
Gangster Squad.
Yeah, Gangster Squad. Mm-hmm. See? So he did have
Then he did a movie on Netflix with Kirsten Dunst. And it's based on a true story.
Uh-huh.
Psychopath.
Really?
Yeah, I hated him. I hate it. But he played it well, but hated him.
Yeah.
So basically it's about this guy who was like fucked up the whole time he was dating this chick. And he ended up killing her, but he got away with it.
Yeah
And I'm like, the whole thing is just so, because he was so rich.
Yeah,
she was poor, he was rich.
Oh, okay.
So it's like whole family has money, so basically because he had money, he like was able to like afford lawyers that found any way to get him off, which is basically what happens in real life all the time anyway. But
yeah
chopped her body up into little pieces.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Wow, all the things. Yeah, things people think about. But also, you know who was in that Gangster Squad was Emma Stone.
Uh-huh.
And I fell in love with her in that movie. I'm telling you, it's just like her character. There was
I've always liked
about
her.
It, you know?
I've always liked her. I've always thought she was a great actress, even when she did stupid movies like Easy A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like La La Land that they did together too. I know.
They've done a lot of movies. And then they did the one with Steve Carell.
Which one?
Crazy About You or something like that.
Oh.
Steve Carell's her dad, but she's dating Ryan Gosling, but Ryan Gosling and Steve Carell meet at a bar and he's teaching Steve Carell how to get over like his divorce and be like a cooler dude. Meanwhile, he's a player. Like Ryan Gosling's a huge player, and then he finds out he's dating his daughter and like all hell like I wouldn't watch that movie again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
So they were in that together too. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see, I saw, I don't know how true this is, but in one of the magazines, I think it's like OK Magazine, you know, that like National Enquirer.
It's fake news.
Right.
Yeah.
But they showed a picture of, they had the headline of, what's her name, Lady Gaga and the guy's name, Bradley.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and saying Bradley that she's Cooper. Pregnant.
No, they're saying that they're looking for a house together. And they show them like... together.
It's probably an old ass picture.
Maybe, right?
Yeah. Like people are ridiculous.
No, but I think this is supposed to be pretty like for the most part real newspaper, you know.
Is definitely
it's
not real.
Not like, no?
No. Like you don't read OK Magazine and believe anything that's in that.
But you know the National Enquirer, they say that about, but sometimes they're the first ones that break some news, you know.
I mean that's completely different type of news.
Why?
This is celebrity gossip.
Right.
Like, if you're ever going to listen to anything, you go to enews.com. Right. They're only going to post legitimate facts.
Right.
Something like OK Magazine is just going to put whatever they can to sell a magazine.
Yeah. It's a British magazine, actually, which I knew it was, but now I think they have an American version or something, right?
Yeah, because I've heard of that before.
Yeah. Lots of showbiz exclusives, you know? So, I don't know, man. It was launched in Australia. Very interesting. But, no, I don't know. Maybe you're not right about that.
I don't think OK is legit, though.
I think you're confusing it with something else. Maybe the OK in the United States is different?
I don't know.
Let's see, U.S. edition. Let me see what that is about. Okay, well, nothing here. Nothing here at all. So there was a United Airlines flight, of course, and I guess there was a strong odor that the passengers smelled, and then before the plane
took off.
That's
disgusting. I don't even want to know what you're talking
about. No, but it's a smell of fuel, of fucking fuel.
Did the plane crash?
Well, no, but after they took off, the odor got stronger, and passengers started feeling ill. So it did an unscheduled stop, and they're saying like tons and tons of, well, I don't know what it was, you know, but they're talking about the ventilation system or something like that, you know. So, but at any rate, I guess they were sick, and then the plane landed, and there were like tons of fire trucks and everything because they didn't know if this thing was going to explode, man. You know, I mean, you smell fuel.
That would, God, I'd be freaking out on
Wouldn't
that plane.
You, though?
Like freaking out on that
right.
plane.
So I guess just the odor made people ill. That's right. Interesting, right?
Well, did you hear about that other airline? Wow. People like waiting at the airport to take off, and they like didn't even send like an email, nothing.
They just closed down.
They just closed down because they were bankrupt.
Yeah.
And they're like, contact your credit card companies to get your money back. I'm like, that's fucked up.
So you're stuck in the airport.
Yeah. Out of money, out of flight, not getting to your destination.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what people get for thinking that they wanted to take a purple plane that said wow.
Yeah, right.
On the side of it.
Yeah. But something similar happened with that school that we talked about.
What school?
The Art Institute here.
Yeah. The same thing happened to MIT Tech in Boston.
Yeah.
They like fucking shut down and didn't even give people their tuition back.
Yeah, leave you out of the cold. You know?
I'm like, that's horrible. That is not okay.
Yeah. You got to see this. There's a pair of denim panties. Have you seen those?
No.
They're like being mocked on social media, but I gotta show you a picture.
Wouldn't want to wear denim panties, I don't think.
Yeah, but you gotta look at it. It's like so revealing. I don't know how I'm gonna make you see it.
I just Google denim panties?
Yeah, or you can come here and look at it. But Google denim panties. And they're selling them for $470. And it looks ridiculous, man.
Oh, this shit?
Let me see. Yeah.
They're hideous.
Right? So that's why everybody's criticizing them and the price as well. They're high-cut denim panties that leave nothing to the imagination, they say. But
take
that's...
oh, my God. I'm literally posting about this right now.
Yeah?
I'm going to say, is this a joke?
Yeah. Everybody's like, where's your phone go? And just know, and gross, and is this an April Fool's Day already joke, you know? So...
Oh, my God. It's probably a joke.
Probably,
but
right?
But that person's, like, modeling.
Yeah. No, they're modeling it, you know? But so I guess this is, like, to wear outside, right? Because when they say panties, you think, okay, so it goes
under the
pants.
Those look like shorts.
Pants,
those
right?
look like something a whore would wear to the club.
Exactly. They look like panties, but they're actually shorts. They're not panties that you wear under your clothes.
Right?
They're not undergarments.
No.
Yeah.
Those are short. Those look like denim shorts, like booty panty shorts.
Right, and they're high cut and everything. They give you a camel toe. Mm-hmm. Also, I can see here.
Yeah.
So what the hell, man?
I don't know, but I need to get a massage. I'm in so much pain, and it's just getting worse progressively.
Really?
I think it might be like the pillows I'm sleeping on. I don't know what it
Where's
is.
Where's the
but
pain
like,
in your neck?
My neck, my shoulders. Like if you felt my shoulder right now, it's like literally knots.
Wow.
Knots. It hurts.
Yeah. Anytime get some massage.
Like right here, you can't even see it. How high it is up? That's from my
really?
Having knots in my shoulders.
Wow.
I think there's a place down the street that's like an hour massage for $50.
Yeah, even for less. I mean, you can just drive down Ventura Boulevard. They have a million of them.
Yeah. Because in Hollywood, it's all like $150 for an
really?
Hour. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, no,
I'm
you
not
can
paying that.
Maybe $40-$45 also.
Yeah.
For an hour. And besides, maybe you only need half an hour.
No.
You don't need to spend that much money.
I think I need to do it once a month. Because when I was at home, Gabby got me a massage, right. And the massage therapist was like, you need to be getting massages on a regular basis. Like,
okay.
You're fucked.
Yeah. Well, but you could get 2 half-hour ones, you know, for the same price.
A half hour gets nothing done.
You think?
No. Oh. What, are they just going to play with my neck? My shoulders need to be worked on for like a half an hour alone. And then everything else you can like spread out within the last half hour.
Gee. I don't know how they can stand in there for an hour and give you a massage for an hour.
Because they're getting paid really well to do it.
Not that great.
They get half of the service plus your tip.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. $25 to rub somebody down with some oil.
Yeah, but it's really painful. It's
basically $30 an hour.
Still not.
If they tip you 20%.
Yeah. I mean, but it's murder on your fingers, on your hands.
Carpal tunnel for sure.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't do it. But
plus, I would fall asleep. I would be bored as hell doing this for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Every hour.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, snooze fest. Yeah. I feel like taking a snooze fest right now. I'm so tired.
Well, we're almost done, and you can go and get your rest and work and do whatever you have to.
I can't get rest until tonight. I'm meeting my friend at 11:30 at a restaurant that's like near my job. He's like, I'll get you some lunch and some wine. I'm like, sounds good to me.
Yeah, exactly. Go and do it. What the hell, mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. Yeah, well. And finally, well, so how's, we're talking about Gabby. How's she? Is she okay?
She's good, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's Danny's twin sister, for those who don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Does that purple plane with a Wawa and it just coming on my feet here.
Yeah.
Wow, a purple plane. I didn't even know it existed, Wow Airlines.
Well, they went bankrupt because they were doing like round trips for $100. I mean, but I guess there's a lot of planes now. Like if you my flight to Chicago, the ticket there was only like $60-something.
Right.
So, I mean, that shouldn't be why they went bankrupt. It's probably just no one wanted to go on that airline.
Right. Yeah. Let me ask you this. Well, it's kind of too late to get into it, but the Jussie Smollett thing, because it created a lot of controversy and stuff, what do you think? Do you think he did it?
I just don't care.
No?
I feel like this is like beating a dead horse. It's like...
But it's not. Because
but we'll never know. We'll never know.
No, but that's the thing.
There's evidence they're not even presenting to us. They know they legally cannot.
No, if they investigate with the FBI, they can't. They're handing it over to the FBI because they're saying, what the hell happened here?
Yeah, I don't know. Until they give us more information.
Even the mayor, and he's a Democrat, even the mayor is protesting this because what happened is, so I guess they're suing him at least for $130,000 for the price of the investigation.
And the lawyer's probably going to make sure that gets waived. He's not going to pay a penny.
Yeah, well, I don't think he's off the hook yet. That's all I can tell you, you know?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Because
a lot of people seem to think that he actually either did it for publicity or whatever, but they're saying the ratings of Empires have dropped. So go figure, you know, I don't know.
That's not good.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for today, folks. Hopefully we'll find something interesting to do on the weekend so we can tell on Monday about it.
I'll let you know if I do anything interesting, but it's looking like a very boring weekend ahead.
Yeah, I know, but it will be a nice weekend, so maybe go to the beach or something.
Right,
we'll see.
Right.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you all on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.